one of the questions in the video is, are you ready? We need to be ready. Things are going to get tough. We know that. It's going to get tough for the world. We already see a lot of that. It's going to get tough for us. We need to be prepared. We need to know what may be coming. Jesus spelled a lot of things out, and also Paul did, Peter did, about what we can expect in the last days. But we need to keep our heads up, because Jesus is coming back, and it might be very well in our lifetimes. And if he does, praise God, we'll go to be with him. It's hard, though. You wonder what's going on. I was shocked when Mary came home. She told me, did you hear about what happened at Tops? No, I didn't. Well, when I got on the computer and checked the news and everything, I was shocked. It's getting closer. It's not just the big cities that are suffering all this violence and everything. Excuse me. But it's getting closer to home. And at first it was a small number of people that got killed. Now, latest I heard was up to 10. I don't know if there's any more. It really is evil on the loose to do stuff like this. You wonder, well, what's going on? What's going on with the world? What's going on that these things are happening? And it shouldn't surprise us. You can put the first scripture up, Donna. Paul says this to Timothy, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. We're in perilous times. For men will be lovers of themselves. Boy, we see a lot of that. You know, people are thinking that, you know, they're the best at what they do. You know, they're just, the word escapes me. In any event, lovers of selves, yes, everything, me. What I want is what's important, not what anybody else wants. It's me, got to be me. Lovers of money, oh yes. That seems to be a big motivator these days. Got to have money. Whatever it takes. Boasters. Yeah, arrogant, that was the word I was thinking of. So many people are arrogant these days. Condescending, looking down on everybody else. I'm better than you are. Boasters, proud, blasphemers. Boy, we see a lot of that too. Some of these groups that are going about being active for certain causes and whatever. Saying things that are ungodly. Disobedient to parents. Well, 18-year-old, look what he did. Makes you wonder. Then we got a lot of uns here. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. Boy. Yep, a lot of people are so ungrateful for things. God provides everything. He provided a beautiful world, people for relationships, provides so much of everything that we need, and we don't thank him for it. Not us, but the world. Unholy, yeah, we do what we want. We don't care. Doesn't matter. Unloving. We do see some good examples, though, like Diane mentioned in the store. There are still some nice people out there, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse and worse. Why are a lot of these things happening? They're investigating this incident at Tops now as a hate crime. That's unloving, that's for sure. I'm better than you are because you're a different color, or you're a different this or that or whatever. What a shame. What a shame. Unforgiving. Well, You did something nasty to me. You cut me off on the road, so I'm going to blow you away with my gun. How many times does this stuff like that happen? It's crazy. It really is. Slanderers without self-control. Brutal, despisers of good. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Doesn't mean you don't try and reach out to them with the gospel. It just means you don't participate or form relationships with them that will draw you into the things that they're doing or the things that they believe. Turn away from them. There's a lot there that I could talk about. We see that in the world. You turn on the TV, you listen to the radio, you go on the internet to check out the news, you see those things. All of those things, examples, and it's just exploding. Lord, what's going on? What's happening? Well, what does it say? In the last days, perilous times will come. I truly believe we're in the last days. Go ahead, next. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says this, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. The world hated Jesus that crucified him. What did he do wrong? Everything he did was good. Healed the sick, cast out demons, preached the gospel, talked about the goodness of God and everything. Just like he said, you know, what do you condemn me for? He also said, which I don't have up here, he says, the servant is not above his master. If they treat the master in a bad way, they're certainly going to treat the servant even worse. Yes, the world hates us. You see it all the time. You see a lot of times how God is criticized, profaned, blasphemed. It's hard to get away from it. Even in the movies, records. That's why I don't listen to that stuff. That's why I don't go to the movies anymore. I don't want to put up with that stuff. But also, in Matthew, this is what Jesus said. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. We sure see that within the actions of a lot of people today. There's so much violence in the world. And it doesn't matter who it is. Some people just lashing out. They perceive a slight of some sort and they lash out. Or they just hate somebody and they're all being egged on. But Jesus says this too, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. We have to do some enduring, unfortunately, to the end. We have to continue believing what we're believing, doing what we're doing, trusting God right to the end, no matter what. Because if we deny him, he will deny us. Okay? He went to the cross for us. He suffered for us. It's not too much to ask that we do a little bit of suffering for him if that's what life brings us. But we still must endure to the end. There's going to be a lot worse things coming on the world. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. So we need to endure. Okay. This is one of the main things I want to say, because it's so easy, or would be so easy, for us to get sucked into the same mindset. People hating us, doing things against us, slandering us, lying about us, doing all sorts of things that we don't like. We could get so angry, so hurt, so frustrated, that we do the same thing. We lash out. We need to remember something very important that I'll get to here. Paul says this in Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." He's making the point, who are we fighting against? We're not really fighting against other people. We're fighting against the forces that are behind those people, who are deceiving them, who are egging them on, who are pushing them to express the worst of what's in their hearts. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Wrestle, that's close combat. That's not me standing here and somebody across the street and taking aim at each other. No, this is hand-to-hand combat. That's what we're dealing with. We're not wrestling against other people. We're wrestling against the powers behind them. And we have to know how to stand against that. It's like somebody comes down with a disease of some sort and you treat the symptoms but you don't treat the cause of the disease. What's the point? Are you solving anything? No. It's the same way with this. We could argue with these people. We could get mad at them. We could fight back against them. It's not going to solve anything because it's all Satan and his powers, powers of darkness, that are causing all this to happen. And you might wonder, well, why now? Because he knows, Satan knows, that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back soon. And he's doing everything in his power to make things terrible on this earth, to prevent as many people as possible from getting saved, to even attack Christians to the point where they will give up their faith because things are so bad. They say, oh, what's going on? Lord, where are you? Where are you? And we just give up. We're not supposed to. God says we have to endure. Endure to the end. Those are the ones who are going to be saved. It's not a pretty thing, and I don't enjoy talking like this. But we need to be ready. We need to be prepared. I wouldn't be doing my job if I just made it out like everything's hunky-dory and, hey, we don't have anything to worry about. Jesus is coming back. But no, there's potentially rough times ahead. I pray that nothing happens in Walworth like what happened in Buffalo. I really do. I would hate to see it. But I don't know. We need to be prepared. We need to make sure that we are one together, that we can stand together and pray for each other, and that we do take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand in the evil day. These are evil days. We need to understand about the armor of God and what each part does and how valuable it is for us. God provided it for us. But we need to understand, we're in a spiritual battle. Yes, there's a physical aspect to it because there are violent people out there. But this is really a spiritual battle. And I'm not going to get into any detail right now about the armor of God. I think that will be for a forthcoming message to help us be prepared. But we need to understand, we need to be careful not to return evil for evil. God said, love your enemies. The best thing that we can do is pray for them. Yes, we need to defend ourselves when it's called for that. But we need to pray. Pray for those that persecute us. Pray for those that hate us. Pray for the people that commit these violent acts. Like was said here this morning. We need to pray for that person that killed these people. Perhaps God will have mercy on him and he'll hear the gospel wherever he winds up. Who knows? God's in the business of turning lives around. Wouldn't it be wonderful for him to get saved and to tell the world how different his life is because he got saved and how he's sorry for what he has done. God's in the business of doing that. He did that with Paul. Paul was an accomplice to the stoning of Stephen. Moses was a murderer. But look at what God did in their lives. He can certainly do it to somebody like that. But we need to make sure that we are doing the right thing. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready for his return. We need to understand that these things are happening, especially now, if we truly are in the last days. We need to be ready. But we need to respond in the right way. Not return evil for evil, or slander for slander, or hate for hate, but to continue to let God express his love through us. That's a hard thing to do. But that's what we're called to do. So that's kind of a warning, so to speak. We need to be careful. We're going to hear more and more of these things going on. Not that, you know, it. Believe me, it's enough already. More than enough, these things that are going on. But the worst thing that can happen for us is for us to just get caught up in it and start responding in the same way. Even if we don't commit a violent act, if we harbor those things in our hearts, it's just the same as committing them. So that's what I wanted to share with you this morning. Be careful. Don't get so caught up in these things that you become like those who hate us and persecute us and those who are committing these acts. Stand guard. Watch your heart. And I would recommend reading the 6th chapter of Ephesians about the armor of God. And like I said, I'll probably get into it in a future message. Probably not next week, but maybe after that. Because we need to understand what we have available to us to fight this spiritual battle. Let's pray. Father God, our heart goes out to the victims of these violent acts, the perpetrators as well. Most of them don't even know, Lord, that they're just being tools of the devil, used by him to stir up strife and violence and envy and hatred and everything else. Time is drawing short, and the devil is increasing his activities because he knows Jesus is coming back soon. He's doing everything that he can to thwart that, to harm as many people as possible, because he hates God, he hates God's creation, and we are part of his creation. We need to stand against him, Lord. Help us, Father, to do that. Help us to prepare ourselves to be ready for your return, knowing that these are perilous times. Thank you, Lord. You are so faithful. I know you will help us. Help us to cast off all fear and doubt and anything else of a negative nature that might hinder us in this, Father. We do not need to fear. We need to embrace you and embrace truth. And after all, greater is He who is in us than he that is in the world. Your Holy Spirit dwells within us. Your Holy Spirit is more powerful than Satan and all his forces combined. We have nothing to fear. So thank you, Lord. We bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.